Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Get the garbage can, grab some Clorox wipes. We're cleaning out the sound fridge. It's one more thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One more thing.
So when do we get to hear the very cool jingle that we have provided for this? How about right now?
Cleaning out the sound fridge.
Love it.
Thing is funny.
Love it.
Cleaning out the sound fridge.
Cleaning out the sound fridge.
The sound fridge.
Yes.
What the hell?
It's a metaphor.
Okay.
So we'll start on serious stuff. We didn't get to the Idaho murders update just because it's not much of an update, and I'm not quite sure what to think about it. Griff Jenkins of Fox News is talking to one of the parents of the victims, and well, just play 40 and we'll discuss.
More than 3 weeks later, still no arrests, suspects, or motive, as the parents of one of the four murdered Idaho students are growing impatient and laying out their own theories about what happened. The parents of Kaylee Gonsalves saying they believe their daughter or her friend were targeted based on where police say the killer entered the home.
They've said the entry point was the slider or the window. It was in the middle floor. So to me, he doesn't have to go upstairs. His entry and exit are available without having to go upstairs or downstairs. I'm using logic that he chose to go up there when he didn't have to.
Yeah, I'm not sure how great it is that the parents or a parent are speculating with the media.
That's pretty good logic to me, though.
I'm not saying he's wrong. It struck me as reasonable.
Yeah, it's since there were other people in the house that were untouched on a lower level, it's hard to imagine that it was, unless the person's just completely deranged,
right?
Which they might
be. Yeah, indeed. And I despise it when people tell other people how they ought to grieve or ought to process something terrible, especially when the criticizer has never dealt with that, and you hope you never do. I worry because I know how the media is, and they're predatory, and these poor parents. One more clip.
There is little new public information, with Moscow police still trying to piece together the events leading up to the murders, saying this, quote, "We remain consistent in our belief that this was indeed a targeted attack, but have not concluded if the target was the residence or its occupants." Now, this comes as Kaylee's father reveals authorities are asking him to remain tight-lipped on which one of the victims was actually the target.
Your daughter and Maddie had different means or manner of attack, and that suggests one of them was targeted. Can you share with us, do you know, and you can't share either way, which one was targeted?
I can't. I asked for permission to do just that, and they said no.
Who was that they were talking to?
One of the dads.
That's what I thought they said. I asked for permission, and they said no. From
The cops.
The cops.
The investigators. Yeah.
Why are you talking to the press at all, though?
That's what I'm saying. It just, my gut is saying no good can come of that.
No, who knows? I understand how the average person would not know this, but I've said forever, just because we're in the business, your life is not going to get better by talking to the media when some crisis hits your family. It just ain't.
No. No, indeed. So moving along, because there's nothing truly new there, and it's incredibly troubling that a crime of that sort could happen, and they still don't have the evildoer. But moving along.
It happens occasionally, though, JonBenet or whatever, where it just like, surely they'll catch this person. Years go by.
Right. Right. Yeah. Troubling. Speaking of crime, this is slightly less serious. Well, significantly less serious. Clip number 10, please, Michael. Does this need any setup, do you suppose?
Nah, just play it.
Okay.
They took my little brother's PS5 from him while he was playing. Just snatched it out the wall. And then they're going to find my account on the same PS5 and message us, y'all got no good games on this.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Wow.
So somebody steals your PS5, then messages you, hey, there are no good games on this piece of ass.
Wow.
Oh, jeez.
That's cold.
That is.
Yikes.
What'd you say a PS5 costs, Michael?
$499.
Because my son wants one. That seems like a lot of money.
And is it like a handheld game thing, or is it the engine for something you'd play on a big screen?
Yeah, big screen. You hook it up to the TV.
You hook it up to the TV. Always people do it that way?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I have an extra TV. That'd work. Okay.
Yeah. And finally, what hotter celebrity is there these days than Cher?
What? Can I get an age on Cher, Michael? Is that possible?
Yeah, I can.
Somebody Google Cher. Let me guess. I'm guessing Cher is 78. That's my Cher guess. Do you have a guess on Cher? I didn't think about it for a second, by the way.
I think you're about right.
Yeah, you are about right.
What is it?
76.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. That's right. She was considerably younger than Sonny Bono when they were big stars 50 years ago.
When we were tiny kids.
I know.
What, does she still wear assless pants? Hopefully not.
I don't think so.
Oh, Lord. Here's Cher at 76 talking about her new boyfriend.
We get along great. He's fabulous. And I don't give men qualities that they don't deserve. You know, he's very kind. He's very smart. He's very talented and he's really funny. So, and I think he's quite handsome. Younger men don't care if you're, you know, funny or outrageous and want to do stupid things. And, you know, and you have a strong personality, you know, I mean, I'm not giving up my personality for anybody. Okay.
So there's a couple of questions here. Do we have any idea what her boyfriend's age is?
Yeah, 36.
Oh, God, dude.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
All right. So that's obviously a celebrity slash cash grab.
Or somebody with some weird granny complex.
I mean, I'm not an ageist, really, but, you know, a gap like that of 40 years. 40-year gap. Something weird is going on there. Either got something wrong with you, like a granny complex, or you're hoping to get a little celebrity, you know, more followers on Instagram, or somehow she dies while you've got her ATM card or something. I don't know.
Wow. That's not a good play. If that's your scam, you come up with a better one.
But, the fact that somebody asked Cher about her new boyfriend.
Kelly Clarkson on the Kelly Clarkson Show.
Oh, my God. Thinking the world had any interest in it whatsoever.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, boy, her guest must have fallen through for
that. I would
have
asked her, you know, if you're going to come on here, you're going to get asked these questions. I would have asked her, why do you think a guy 40 years younger than you is attracted to you? That's pretty weird, isn't it? That's what I would have said.
You know, I'm checking something real quickly because
that is pretty weird. And Cher was as hot as any woman has ever been on planet Earth back in the day. But, you know, old is old. And for another 75-year-old, it's perfectly fine. We all age and, you know, how the whole thing works. But come on.
Let's see. According to, okay, no, see, that's crap. The celebrity net worth websites are crap, but
that'd be like me falling for somebody in their 90s.
Wow.
I suppose I could.
Wow.
If they pass away while I got their ATM card in the pin.
Kelly Clarkson reportedly has an estimated net worth of $45 million.
Whoa, really?
Her salary for interviewing Cher.
And other notables.
About her boy toy breaks down to $1.9 million per month. Oh, that's combined income from both The Voice and the Kelly Clarkson
show. She makes $2 million a month, Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah.
All right. I'll ask Cher about her boyfriend for $2 million a month and keep my mouth shut.
Please.
Not judgmental.
I'll watch them do it for that. The reason I looked that up is we've become aware through the years that if you want to be super rich in show business, get a syndicated daytime show for the housewives.
Right.
And the grannies and the stay-at-homes. That's where the real money is. Judge Judy, Kelly Clarkson, Ellen DeGeneres. Please, your prime time stars, they're detailing the cars of Kelly Clarkson.
Right. No kidding. Yeah, it's absolutely right. So do you think that Cher and her boy toy are doing it? Or if I'm him, because I assume it's a scam, I'm going with some sort of I do not believe in premarital sex. And until you're willing to make an honest man of me, I'm afraid as much as I want to, I'm going to keep it in my pants.
Yeah, well, for whatever faults Cher might be afflicted with, I don't think she's that stupid, unless she's losing her mind. But I see no sign of that. Unbelievable.
Whatever.
Well, I guess that's it.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.